Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the HFCL Q4 FY23 results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Mahendra Nahata. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry for a little delay. It happened because of some connectivity issues. I'm delighted to welcome you all to HFCL's earnings call for the fourth quarter and financial year ended 2023. I trust that you got a chance to review our financial results, press release, and investor presentation, all of which are available on the website of the company and also on the website of stock exchanges. During financial year 2023, the global economy faced challenges such as financial market volatility, high inflation, slower growth. However, despite these headwinds, India remains a promising economy and is expected to emerge as the fastest-growing in the world. The telecom industry during financial year 2023 has witnessed significant growth and expansion both in India and globally, with increasing adoption of broadband technologies, including broadband wireless technologies, 5G network rollouts, and a growing demand for high-speed data connectivity, driving continued innovation and investment in the sector. Indian government has maintained a focus on key priorities such as the nationwide implementation of 5G networks, fiberization as part of BharatNet and NHAI projects, and also encouraging participation in PLI schemes to promote indigenous design and manufacturing of telecom and networking products. These priorities have been fueled by the all-around rapid digital transformation and the amplified need of high-speed data, together with integration of advanced technologies such as artificial intelligence, IoT, and machine learning. Friends, PwC predicts that the implementation of 5G technology will add $1.3 trillion to the global GDP and projects an economic impact of $42 billion to the Indian economy by 2030. This backdrop makes us confident to kickstart the new financial year on a positive note. HFCL has been tirelessly working in these transformational areas by designing relevant new technology equipment and thereby also increasing the scope of its network services portfolio. These efforts will result in expansion of its addressable market and will also boost its revenue and profitability. FY23 was a year of transformation for HFCL, as we continued with several key initiatives to design 5G and various other broadband wireless products. These products included 8T8R macro radio unit, cell-site routers, 2 and 4 gigabit per second point-to-point and point-to-multipoint unlicensed band radios, indoor and outdoor small cells, outdoor fixed wireless access customer premises equipment, and various kinds of aggregation routers. All these products are scheduled to be launched during the current financial year and are expected to have huge demand opportunities globally. Launch of these products will bring in higher revenue and profitability to the company in coming years. Recognizing company's efforts and initiatives in designing of telecom equipment, Government of India has already sanctioned design-linked incentive up to rupees 650 crores to the company. Furthermore, the company has entered into some crucial technology partnerships with Qualcomm, Microsoft, Wipro for developing cutting-edge 5G products and solutions. These partnerships are boosting up company's R&D capabilities and are also helping to develop and productionize new products at much faster pace. During the year, we also strategically worked towards our expansion in key global markets like United States, Europe, and Middle East, with an aim to become a global player in the optical fiber cable, telecom and network products, and system integration space. Our continued focus on creating and expanding capacities and tapping new geographies has not only led to an increase in share of product revenue to 56% in FY 2023 as compared to 43% in FY 2022, but has also resulted in the increased share of revenue from private customers to 83% in FY 2023 from 68% in FY 2022. These are two very important achievements. We are currently operating in over 30 countries with 80+ clients and building long-term relationships across large and fast-growing markets. For achieving higher export revenue, persistent efforts are being made by the company by appointing employees and engaging agents and distributors in key markets like France, Germany, England, Poland, Australia, UAE, Turkey, Kenya, United States, and several other countries. All these endeavors have led significant increase in our export revenue during FY 2023 to 817 crore rupees from 363 crore rupees in FY 2022, witnessing a growth of 125% on year-on-year basis. One of the significant development in the quarter was our collaboration with Microsoft to launch private 5G solution for enterprises. Our partnership will help us offer highly scalable and rapidly deployable solutions for enterprises. We foresee the private 5G network can offer numerous benefits to the manufacturing sector, including increased productivity, improved efficiency and cost savings, and enable enterprises in their Industry 4.0 journey. The company is in process of developing use cases of these areas to offer integrated solutions to the enterprises, which will lead to competitive advantage to the company with improved profit margins. We are proud to share that HFCL emerged as India's first enterprise to enable the deployment of World Broadband Alliance's Open Roaming Access, its entire Wi-Fi portfolio. Currently, we are working with multiple telecom operators in India and few other countries to deploy Open Roaming, and we have plans to scale its reach across the globe and make the most of this first-mover advantage. In quarter four FY 2023, we signed distribution agreements with ETS Global to expand our footprint in global markets such as North and Central America, Europe, Middle East and Africa. Through this partnership, we are tapping new markets for our products and solutions, ranging from advanced indoor and outdoor Wi-Fi 6 access points and commercial and industrial switches, high-powered gigabit PoE plus injectors, and the world's first open source enterprise-grade Wi-Fi 7 access points, amongst others. Further, HFCL has also signed an exclusive distribution agreement with U.K.'s leading distributor, Buddicom Limited, to further strengthen its footprint in U.K. and Ireland markets. We have also entered into a strategic partnership with 6WIND, a leading government tech networking, green tech networking company for optimized, sustainable and cost-effective 5G solutions based on its innovative and market-leading virtual service router and software products. The Government of India, at the same time, is doing a commendable job to foster the deployment of 5G networks and rollout of OFC networks in the country. HFCL is working to capture a larger share of this expanding optical fiber cable market, which is projected to reach a cumulative value of $250 billion worldwide and $10 billion in domestic markets during the period of financial year 2023 to 2028. In order to further strengthen the supply chain and improve the profit margin, the company is expanding its optical fiber capacity for existing 10 million fiber kilometers to 25 million fiber kilometers by quarter two of FY 2025. With this expanded capacity of optical fiber, company is expected to generate additional profitability of rupees 150 crores every year on annualized basis, computed at prevailing market price vis-à-vis current cost of in-house production of optical fiber. In addition, the company is also in process of expanding its optical fiber cable production capacity from 25 million fiber kilometers to 35 million fiber kilometers. This expansion will also lead to a significant increase in revenue and profitability. The company has also created Center for Excellence for development of newer types of optical fiber cables in its manufacturing facility in Hyderabad. These new types of cables are expected to further increase company's revenue from export market. The company's subsidiary STL Limited has also developed tactical optical fiber cables required for defense forces. Thanks. I also wish to update you all that the development of various 5G radio access network and transport products is progressing well. And we will be launching 5G fixed wireless customer premises equipment, 5G small cells, 2.4 gigabit per second point-to-point and point-to-multipoint backhaul UBR, routers and various of various capacities, and 88R macro radio units during current financial year. Total addressable market from such products worldwide is expected to be $550 billion by 2028. Company is in process of setting a facility for the manufacture of these products and targeting a revenue of 800 to 1,000 crores in FY24-25 compared to only rupees 130 crores achieved in FY22-23 from existing product portfolio. These products are also eligible for PLI incentives up to 650 crores over a period of 4 to 5 years as per approval received by the company from Government of India. Increase in revenue from these products, which are own designed and own manufactured, will also lead to higher margin and profitability. This quarter, the fourth quarter of FY23, was marked with HFCL winning some key purchase orders. As a result, our order book has grown to more than rupees 7,000 crores as compared to 5,300 crores in the same quarter last year. Some of our major wins in the quarter have been contract of rupees 283 crores from Gujarat Metro Rail Corporation Limited and rupees 575 crores from Reliance for telecommunication data. Let me now brief you on the key performance metrics for 12 months ended on March 23 and also quarter 4 FY23. For the 12 months ended 31st March 23, the company reported consolidated revenue of 4,743 crores as against 4,727 crores in March 2022. EBITDA of rupees 664 crores as against 690 crores in March 2022. Profit before tax of rupees 430 crores as against 440 crores in March 2022. And profit after tax of 317 crores as against 326 crores in March 2022. Revenue of quarter 4 of FY23 stood at rupees 1433 crores as compared to 1086 crores in FY23. And 1183 crores in quarter 4 FY22, with an increase of 21.13% on year-on-year basis. EBITDA for the quarter stood at rupees 168 crores as compared to rupees 194 crores in Q3 of FY23 and rupees 150 crores of Q4 of FY22. EBITDA margin stood at 11.7% for quarter 4 of FY23. As compared to 17.8% of quarter 3 of FY23 and it stood at 12.99% at quarter 4 of 2022. For quarter 4 FY23, profit after tax stood at rupees 79 crores as compared to 102 crores of quarter 3 of FY23 and 68 crores of quarter 4 of FY22. Tax margin stood at 5.49% in the quarter under consideration in compared to 9.36% of quarter 3 of FY23 and 5.76% in quarter 4 of FY22. Segment revenue for telecom products during the quarter stood at 650 crores, 54 crores as compared to 693 crores in quarter 3 of FY23 and 585 crores in quarter 4 of FY22. While margins during quarter under review are low compared to previous and corresponding quarters due to execution of some low margin contracts in the quarter. The overall margin for FY23, however, are intact despite increased input costs and supply chain disruption, followed by Russia-Ukraine war and other global economic challenges. The margin at times may vary in particular quarters due to the nature of contracts executed, bidding propositions, etc. However, the overall EBITDA margin ranges between 14 to 15%. with various strategic initiatives such as expansion of capacity, launch of indigenously designed products, continued backward and horizontal integration, investment in R&D, and geographical expansion. Operational margins are aimed to be increased by 4 to 5% in 2 years' time. The current growth being witnessed in telecom market worldwide brings in optimism and new opportunities. We look forward to financial year 2024 and beyond with great optimism, as our strategic initiatives are expected to bring significant growth in revenue and profitability. At the end, I would like to reiterate that we remain focused on our vision to become a leader in our industry. And with all initiatives being undertaken, such as huge impetus on R&D, backward integration, capacity expansion, geographical expansion, developing margin accretive new products, we are confident that these strategic initiatives will position us for long-term success. Our team is dedicated to delivering value to our shareholders, and we will continue to work tirelessly to achieve our goals. And thank you once again for your keen participation. With this, I conclude my opening remarks and open the floor for question and answer session. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Thank you. We take the first question from the line of Mr. Balasubramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you so much for taking my question. My first question, we are launching around 7 to 8 5G products from Q2 FY24 to Q1 FY25. What would be the telecom revenue share is expected to reach in FY25? And in last two quarters, telecom products margins are around 19%. We may expect about 20% kind of margins to do these new launches. These are my first questions.
Look, as I said, the telecom and network product revenue is targeted to reach 800 to 1,000 crores in FY25. And this significant growth is going to come from new products which we are launching. As I said in my opening remarks, a number of new products are going to be launched in the current financial year, and we are in advanced stage of development. So once these products are launched, revenue is definitely going to increase multiple times, and it is targeted at 800 to 1,000 crores in FY25. And number two, as a margin concern, since the products are our own designed and manufactured, we certainly have better margins. We certainly have much better margins than 19%.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, in Q4 FY23, turnkey contracts witnessed margin less than 5%. Any specific reasons for that?
Look, you know, many times contracts are, you know, designed in a such a way, or the our bidding is done in such a way that, you know, in a particular phase, the profitability is higher because payments are received earlier in that phase. And in some phase, the profitability is lower. So it varies. Margins on EPC contracts may vary from quarter on quarter, depending on a type and part of contract executed in a particular quarter. So what happens in this particular quarter, the EPC contracts which have been executed, the part of that was at a lower margin. So you see lower margin in this particular quarter, which is a bit of an aberration also, but it has happened like that. However, overall EBITDA margins in turnkey projects ranges between 8 to 12%. Now, with increasing share of revenue from product business, EBITDA margin overall basis are also increasing year to year and currently ranging between 14 to 15%. The margins are now planned to be increased further with high level backward integration and introduction and launch of indigenously developed products on an overall basis. But turnkey margins, this particular quarter, you know, it was low because, you know, particular type of contracts. So, but however, the overall margins are intact and it will increase in future.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, on the railway side, recently we won, we got Surat Metro Rail projects, phase one. Like any further tender or projects are lined up, like how we are comfortable to execution on railway projects? Because nowadays, railway projects are more competitive and margins are slightly lower. What's your thought process on that, sir?
So, you know, we have got a very preeminent position in railway communication business in the country. In a sense that not only we have executed contracts in India, but we have executed contracts in other countries also, like Mauritius, Bangladesh. So we will continue to be in this business. And also the margins vary from contract to contract. Yes, it is competitive, but it is a niche area which will bring us good revenue and profitability both. As far as Surat Metro contract, this will be executed as has been planned. And we have bid into many other contracts also, different metro, you know, where metro extensions are coming up or new metro lines are coming up. We have bid into the contracts. We are confident that we should be able to get more orders. As you know, Kanpur and Agra Metro, we have got direct orders. They are already getting executed by us. And similarly, we are working on various other metro contracts where we expect a reasonably good order position.
Sir, on the margin side on railway projects, how the margins are?
It is something like turnkey contracts only. Only problem is the railway projects is the revenue comes late. You know, in a sense that, you know, telecom is the last thing to be done. And the contracts are awarded when the metro is planned. Then, you know, civil work is done, electrical work is done, and all kind of things are done. Then, telecom business comes up. So, it's not that, you know, you got the order and it will be getting executed in 1 year. It will take 3, 4, 5 years to get it executed because the civil work and all that in the metro takes time. So margins are like the 20 contracts, average margins, gross margins will be 14-15% without doubt. But it is like something like a 20 contract only.
Okay, got it, sir. Sir, on the CAPEX side...
Mr. Balasubramanian, may we request to join the question queue, sir, as we have multiple participants.
Yes, thank you so much, sir. I'll come back to you.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Balasubramanian.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Jay from KSA Securities. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Sir, I wanted to understand how do you see the global OS market and what is the likely impact on the company's performance going forward? You've stated...
Can you repeat the question? I missed a few words.
Right, sir. Sir, actually, I wanted to understand how do you see the global OSC market and what is the likely impact on the company's performance going forward? We have increased our export share from 7 to around 17% the revenue mix. So, any color you can give on the OSC segment of the global market?
Yeah, I can tell you. Look, you know, the one thing which has happened in the global OSC market, particularly after pandemic, you know, this demand of high-speed data has grown. And work from culture, even after end of pandemic, has so widely spread that there is a huge need of data in every home. Subsidies are being given by many countries to have high-speed data availability at every office, every home where it is not there, or either the less-speed data is available. For example, I'll give you US. They have announced subsidy of US$61 billion to connect homes over fiber optic cable. $61 billion. Just to connect homes on the fiber optic cable. Now, these kind of numbers for fiber optic cable connectivity to homes and offices has increased the demand of fiber optic cable worldwide, coupled with implementation of high-speed wireless networks like 5G, for example. Some other 6G or other networks will come in future. So, demand of optical fiber cable has increased quite a bit, and it is expected that it will keep on increasing. Every year, the current consumption is about 600 million fiber kilometers. It is expected to reach to 750 million fiber kilometers in 3 years' time frame globally. And similarly, demand in India has also picked up. because of large scale implementation of 5G as well as FTTH network majorly being done by Reliance Jio, the demand has picked up. So globally there is an increase in demand in fiber optic cables. So what HFCL is doing in this case, one, we are increasing our capacity from 25 million fiber kilometer to 35 million fiber kilometer per annum for fiber optic cable, and for the fiber itself from 10 million fiber kilometer to 25 million fiber kilometer. Both of these are under progress at this point of time. Fiber optic, for the optical fiber, once you produce such high capacity of fiber, company will be making additional profit, because currently, I'm going by the current data, the current rate difference between over manufactured fiber and the fiber which is bought from outside, the difference is 100 rupees. So once they produce additional 15 million, they will benefit of 150 crores to the company on every year basis. So demand of optical fiber cable worldwide has picked up significantly, and company is increasing the capacity to meet demands from its customers. Now coming to exports, what you asked. You know, we have grown our exports consistently every year.
Right. So my second question would be, are you taking any...
Yeah, sorry, I am in US at the moment and somehow the lines are malfunctioning. So what I am saying is that with increase in demand of optical fiber cable worldwide, we have taken effective steps to meet the demand of our customers. Our exports have increased by 125% in the last financial year, which we believe that 837 crores of export. We are targeting the fiber optic cable export itself between 1300 to 1500 crores in the current financial year, which is the financial year 23-24. And these exports are going to increase further in the next financial year with the export of networking and telecom products we propose to start, which we are bringing in the market and manufacturing in the current financial year progressively. So optical fiber cable, good proposition, good opportunity, and company is making out good profits from this opportunity and increase in revenue also.
All right, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We'll take the next question from the line of Mr. Jagarwalia from O Group. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thanks for this opportunity. Just a follow-up to the discussion that you're doing. So it basically, you're not seeing any recessions, etc., across in markets like Europe, UK, or maybe some US to affect. I mean, you're looking at exports to be a little robust only for current year as well as next year.
Look, I don't foresee any recession as such. There may be demand, may be stagnation for some time. Stagnation in a sense that if you are selling, worldwide demand is 50 million fiber kilometers per month, it may remain 50 million, it may not reach to 60 million in a particular month. But stagnation is not expected, the demand of 600 million which is there will continue. However, capacities have increased worldwide, no doubt about that. Capacities have increased because the demand has increased, every manufacturer has increased capacity. But now issue is in export is who is able to get the market share. So what HFCL is targeting to get a market share is, minuscule to the whole worldwide market. So we don't see any problem in reaching to our targets of, 1300 to 1500 crore in the current financial year, because we have gone into the additional markets in the countries we are operating through our salespeople, our own employees or agents. We have increased the number. Most significantly, we are working on United States at this moment. US had a different kind of cable requirement, which we have developed. And this year, we expect some significant revenue to come from United States. So in our case, we are increasing the geographical, we are having geographical expansion, and within countries going to more customers. And major markets like US, which we had not entered into till last financial year, we are now entering into those markets. So I don't foresee any reason to, see that we will not be able to meet our target. Like last year, we were able to do more than our target. And I think this year also, we will definitely be able to meet our target.
So fair to assume that exports can be more than 20 or 25% of the overall going ahead.
When I say that about 1,300 to 1,500 crores, yes, it can be around that number. I would not commit on exact 25% or 27% or 22%, but yes, it would be around that number, surely.
So if you can give some perspective with regards to margins in export market, so basic or overall with the increasing the optic fiber capacity, how should one look at incremental EBITDA or overall margins playing out, I mean, directionally or...
Look, you know, in terms of net margins on optical fiber cable export, I'm talking on overall basis, you know, it may vary from contract to contract, but overall basis, 10% should be the number you should take into account for calculation of, margins on exports, overall basis, you know, net margins about 10% you can assume.
Okay, and at an EBITDA level, it would... Or it depends on contract, or would it be kind of any different from the domestic business?
Look, you know, again, it, as I said, you know, it depends from contract to contract, you know. Sometimes the contract will give you less margin, sometimes more, but inherently export margins are a bit higher than the domestic margins. Because
working capital
domestically... go ahead.
Working capital cycle for exports would be?
You know, generally the payments are working capital, you know, you can say 90 days payments. You know, generally the payments from the customers are 90 days.
90 days. Got it.
Yeah.
So last question from my side, would we be free cash flow positive this year, or when can...
I definitely expect that this year we should be free cash flow positive, you know. Only, you know, issue I would like to raise is that we have been incurring capex also. Expansion in, fiber optic cable, R&D investments. So those are targeted for long-term growth, you know. So even if we are not cash flow positive in a particular year, the point is we are making substantial investment for future growth. And what we have seen, you know, like, for example, whatever investments are being done now, are bringing in results. You know, many the R&D investment, a lot of R&D investment has been done, which is bringing in new products in the current year, and this will bring on additional revenue profitability. Fiber, for example, as I told you, that we are increasing capacity by 15 million, which would cost us around 300 crore rupees, So, but that will bring in, expected to bring in 150 crores of profit every year because of price difference between manufactured and own domestically our own produced fiber. So I would not be that much concerned about this year's cash flow positivity because these investments are going to be made, but they are going to bring in long-term profitability to the company in a very near future.
Fair. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 per participant. Should you have a follow-up question, please join the queue. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Saral Seth from Insect Securities and Finance Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the opportunity and congratulations for a good set of results. So my first question is, how company is likely to achieve higher revenue with initiatives taken through its R&D procedures? So want to understand how R&D is going to play an important role for increasing our revenue.
Look, you know, Mr. Seth, this is R&D is going to play most important role in increasing the revenue as well as profitability. You have to understand that, you know, there are two ways you can bring in new products. Either you have a collaboration with somebody or you design your own products. So if you design your own product, inherently they have higher profitability and you are not restricted to a particular market. You can sell it anywhere. So what we have done in our R&D, designing a good number of telecom and networking products, which as I said, one line is led by Wi-Fi and UBR kind of equipment. Second is 5G related equipment. And some of the equipment which can be used in both the cases. Now with this kind of a R&D infrastructure where we have got our own R&D for telecom equipment and networking products in Bangalore and Delhi. And also we have partnerships for R&D contracts we have given to companies like Wipro, companies like VVDN, companies like Capgemini. Those kind of companies where we have given R&D contracts, new products are coming at a faster pace. Now, what is happening with this? These products, once they come in, not only we will be able to meet the demand of operators in India, but we will also be able to meet the demand of operators abroad. We have already started quoting for these products to different operators. So, as I said, what we are expecting, these R&D related products will bring in additional revenue of roughly about 800,000 crores in the financial year 25 itself. And if you see, compared with the current revenue from these products, we only 138 crores. So with the launch of new products, these products which I am talking about, revenue is going to increase significantly. And because these are our own design products, inherently they have a higher margin. Our profitability will also increase significantly. So this is a very transformational step company has taken in designing this telecom products locally, because these will give us higher margins. And moreover, on the top of it, there is a PLI incentive given by Government of India to a sanction to us for 650 crores. All these are going to be adding to the margin of this of the company. Moreover, second thing what we are doing, R&D is not limited to telecom and networking products only. It is the cables also, fiber optic cables also, we are doing a lot of R&D. We have got our R&D center for this in Hyderabad, and also at the same point of time, R&D people in US also, who are helping us to design various new kind of cables which are required in the export market. So with this design of new kind of cables with new construction, we are able to get higher market share in the fiber optic cable market. So R&D is playing a significant role in increasing revenue and profitability both.
Understood. Sir, when we say that we are procuring products from our partners like Wipro, Capgemini, are we paying any royalty to them or how is this accounted for, sir? Or it's like purchasing?
So we are, you know, these are contract R&Ds, you know, where, you know, one or two cases we may be paying small royalties, but this is our own IPR. They are designing for us. We have given them contract to design the products for us and transfer the design and IPR completely to us. And our own team is totally involved in designing those products with those R&D partners.
Understood, sir. Sir, you've given a good color on the margin, but I want to understand what could be the blended FY24 margin outlook and what steps are we taking to sustain the current profitability level, which has seen a huge increase over the last couple of years.
Look, you know, we have taken, as I said in my presentation, few very important steps to increase our revenue and profitability both. And I will describe these 4 and 5 steps, which are really transformational steps and need to be understood clearly that these steps which you have taken are positively going to impact the working of the company. Now, what are these steps? One, what we thought about the strategy of the company. One, high impetus in R&D, design own products, increase revenue from them, and they will bring in more profitability and higher addressable market. So, bigger market opportunity, higher profitability, increased revenue, with these products we have explained in detail earlier question. Second step we have taken, increase our revenue from private operators. As you have seen, we have gone to 83% now in our revenue from private operators, which used to be less than 30% few years back. It's 83% now. Government revenue is only 17%. Third, what we have done, increase our revenue from products, then the EPC contracts. What you have seen this year, revenue from products is almost about 56-57%, which used to be much lower than that a couple of years ago. Fourth, what we have said, that we need to increase our exports. So exports this year has increased from 360 crores to 837 crores, which is increase of 125% year to year on basis. So, and then capacity expansion, including higher backward integration. Now, fiber capacity is being increased by 15 million, and that will bring in additional profitability of 150 crores expected to be owing to the difference in the current prices, and increase in cable capacity, which is going to bring in higher revenue and profitability both. So these steps, export increase, market size increase, our own products, higher value creation products, going to more to the private operators, going more to the products than the EPC contracts. All these are bringing in higher revenue and profitability and will make it sustainable for long term for the company in terms of increasing revenue and profitability both.
Sir, can you share your capacity utilization on blended basis for the quarter and the full year?
Capacity utilization in fiber optic cable is almost 100%. Almost 100%. All our factories are working 24/7. 24/7.
Okay, sir. I'll fall back in queue. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Sahil Sangvi from Monarch Networks. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the opportunity and congratulations for a very good business plan ahead. Sir, I had mainly two questions. First, you have an order book of 7,000 crores. Can you split it in how much is product-based orders and EPC orders? And also geography, export and domestic.
One thing I would like to make clear, that product revenue, product orders are received on a regular basis. They are not like EPC contract that you receive an EPC contract of 2,000 crores and that is executed over 5 years time frame. It is the product, you know, those EPC contracts are, you know, those orders are of different kind. But when you come to a product order, they are received on regular basis. Like for example, fiber optic cable. You keep on receiving orders, 60 crores, 80 crores, 40 crores, 30 crores, 100 crores. You keep on receiving orders like that. Whereas the orders for, you know, this contracts, you know, EPC contracts come in bulk. So orders would not reflect the correct position. But in terms of order book right now, I would say, just let me get the numbers. In terms of orders, I would say about 70% orders are of EPC contracts. 30% would go into product contracts.
Right, sir. And this product-based order proportion will keep on increasing, right? I mean, once we, you know, next year we launch.
Yes, yes, this will increase. This will definitely increase because of increased number of products which are being inducted and also at the same point of time increase in capacity.
Right.
Let me tell you one more thing. In terms of revenue, if you see, the position is reversed. Product-based revenue is 50%. So that is the difference I want to talk about, that, you know, orders does not represent real revenue. The orders are, EPC contracts are bulk orders coming at one point of time. Product orders are coming in a small, large number of orders with small quantities. So that's how you see that difference.
Right, sir. And what would be the export domestic mix over here?
Export and domestic mix, you know, our export has been about 17% of the revenue. 83% has been domestic. Last year it was 7 and 93. It is now 17 and 83. What we are targeting to reach to 25 in the current financial year, around 25.
Right, sir. Right. And my second question would be, sir, the margin sort of trajectory that you make in these telecom products. What could that be? I mean, I understand it differs product to product, but what range can we expect for these telecom products?
Look, you know, it depends from product to product, you're right. Because, you know, some products which are, you know, highly competitive and number of manufacturers are more, but demand is high, the margin is less. So generally, it will vary. Generally, the net margins will vary between 15 to 20%, generally.
15 to 20% is the net margin number.
Net margin.
And EBITDA would be, sir? Any idea?
EBITDA could be around, I think, 35% to 40%.
Okay, okay. That's all from my side, sir. All the best. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Hemang Kotadia from Envil. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, sir. Congratulations for the good set of numbers. Sir, so I wanted to ask, when will the defense product revenue contribution will rise significantly? In which year, actually, where we will see?
So, you know, defense, as I've said in the last conference call also,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a market with a lot of perseverance is required.
Okay.
What we are doing, you know, working on various products, which includes electronic fuses, which includes upgradation of BMP-2, which includes night vision sights, which includes software-defined radio, these kind of products. But I don't expect any significant revenue coming in the 23-24. I expect revenue starts showing up 24-25. But when it shows up, it is going to be highly sustainable. Because as it is difficult for us to enter into the market, it is going to be difficult for others to enter into the market. Now, what are the products which we have gone ahead with? Night vision sights for the small arms, which is for rifles and light machine guns, we have designed ourselves. And with 12 micron technology, where the core has also been designed by us. First time in, any company in India would have designed 12 micron core. And worldwide also not many companies have designed 12 micron core. So, and we are now going into the next version, we are going to be working on 8 micron core also. But that is a part. So this 12 micron core based night vision device, it is already quoted in tenders. We have already participated in tenders. And I expect to get some orders in the current year, which we would start fulfilling in the current year. So some small revenue may come up from these contests. But the higher revenue, I expect starting from next financial year only. You know, it's long term. It takes long time for testing, trials, all kind of things, So night vision devices, upgradation of BMP-2, fuses, all takes time, So, we have to invest money. But finally, the return would come and it would be a long term, long term sustainable.
Right. What is the annual demand from the Indian defense industries for this kind of product in numbers actually?
Oh, I think, I don't have currently number right now, but out of the defense budget of 2,50,000 crores, they are spending about 40% on capital acquisition. So you can easily say 1 lakh crore is being spent, 1 lakh crore plus is being spent by Government of India in acquisition of, arms every year. Now, the government is all the time saying, increase production of this arms and ammunition indigenously. And there is a huge impetus on that, and which is resulting in increased domestic production and domestic acquisition of these arms. So though we are in late entry, but whoever are there in the market, they are having increasing their revenue, and that would be in our case also, because we have entered late, but the products are coming up. So demand is opportunity huge, and government is now saying produce indigenously. So indigenous demand would go very high, which is good for us.
So is it possible ke we can achieve 1,500 crore of turnover from defense product in next 5 years annually?
See, Pranaya, it would be very difficult to commit like that. But yes, okay. I can say that opportunity is good, okay. And we can definitely target 800 to 1,000 crores of revenue in next 4 to 5 years. We can definitely target it all. Depends upon how the contracts are finalized. But yes, 4 to 5 years we can definitely target, because we have done huge amount of work in defense electronics. So we can definitely target that. One of the products we have already started bringing in the market, the radars. We have already designed and bring into the market where customer presentation are being done for the surveillance radars of border and the critical infrastructure protection. For short range, medium range, long range radars, all three have been developed, designed and developed by us. Higher technology, latest technology radars, which are already in the market.
Yes. Yeah, that's great if we achieve 1,000 crore numbers over 4 years.
So we definitely can target.
Right. So my next question, because coming year is the election year for India, so how, Gango, you about your EPC and basically order book side of the business, where we can have a large contract getting?
I don't think it would much impact these numbers. EPC contracts, is a customer demand based. Private operators are not impacted at all. They would give contracts as they require. Yes, government contracts sometimes are at an increased pace before the 1 year before election, because government would like to show completion of more projects when the election comes, which is natural for any government, state or central government. So yes, that may have some increased award or contracts. But yes, I don't see any major upheaval like that.
Okay. So my last question, for FY25, what kind of console revenue vision what we are aiming for actually as a company level? So what kind of...
But, you know, the 4700 crore revenue which you have achieved in the current financial year,
right,
we are definitely aiming for increase in about 15% to 20%. Definitely aiming to increase because of the increased capacity.
Okay.
And bringing in new products, 15% to 20% the aim is there, of course.
Okay, sir. Okay. Fair enough. Thank you very much and all the best.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Rakesh Roy from Omkara Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. So my first question is regarding the defense business, sir. Sir, how much margin we are making in defense business?
So look, you know, Rakesh, as I said, we have not started making revenue in the defense business, so there is no question of margin right now.
Yes,
but when...
Yes, please, sir. Hello.
So, once the defense business starts and revenue starts incurring, yes, I expect something like 15% margin to net margin to come from this business, because this is so difficult to enter in. Entry barriers are so high, so at least you would make 15% margin in the defense business when the revenue starts coming up.
Okay, sir. Sir, are we looking any joint venture with any foreign player to bring in new technology for in India? Or if
No. Right now, we are not looking at any of such joint venture. You know, discussions keep on going on. You know, number of companies, and these are going on at this point of time. But these are, you know, not at a serious level where I can say that we are bringing in this or that. Our more emphasis is to develop products indigenously, so that even if you have a small number of products, maybe revenue is less, but your profitability is high. So that's the way we are working.
Okay. So in defense business and defense product, we would directly bid to government, or we get that order from the other, like a BEL or like this one?
So mostly we have directly bid, you know, into the army and air, you know, these kind of contracts, not BEL and all that. Yes, couple of orders have come on a turnkey, which are through... some other PSU has got, and we got orders from them with a pre-agreed terms and condition. Like with RailTel, we have got a contract for, one of the Air Force network for about 300 crores, which is under execution. But yes, other equipment, you know, like thermal weapon sites and all that, we have been directly.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address the questions from all the participants in the conference, you are requested to please limit your question to 2 per participant. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Balasubramaniam from Arihant Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you so much for taking my question again, sir. Sir, on the balance sheet side, operational buyer's credit and supplier credit has increased to 14 crore to 168 crore in FY23. Could you please share more details in that balance sheet item?
So, Balasubramaniam, so the DRGM side, this is a normal business transaction and facilities being offered by these commercial banks. So what happens in some cases, wherever we open site LCs, bank on their own have a scheme to give us a credit of 60 days or 90 days. That is covered under the supplier's credit, and that is being shown separately in the balance sheet. So these dues are against LCs only, but being shown separately.
Okay, got it, sir. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's from me, sir.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Dipesh Sancheti from Manya Finance. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. My first question was actually regarding the anti-dumping duty. Have you applied to the government for any anti-dumping duty for optical fibers? Because today on a few of the business channels, there was a flash that there might be an anti-dumping duty, and the companies have applied for anti-dumping duty on optical fibers.
We are neutral to this, you know. We have not applied. We are neutral to this because our own fiber optic capacity for production of fiber is going up. So if the duty is more, we are protected, you know, we have no problem. So what has been recommended by Commerce Ministry to Finance Ministry, yet to be accepted and finalized, but yes, it has been recommended by Commerce Ministry. So we are quite neutral to this because we produce so much of fiber by ourselves that even if the duty is there, it is not impacting us. Moreover, the important point is that there is no anti-dumping duty on the fiber which you use for export of cable. If I manufacture some cable for exports, there is no anti-dumping duty there. So when we are importing fiber, a lot of it is for exports only. So we would not be impacted by that either. Domestic market, we produce enough fiber to address our domestic customers. So we would be rather protected than being, you know, harmed in any way. And with our increase in capacity, we have a further protection. But the problem would be to the smaller players. You know, smaller players who are not producing their own fiber, they would have a lot of a problem because they will have to pay a higher price and their competitiveness will be a little lower. So I really don't support this, you know, anti-dumping duty because people should be competitive enough to face competition. I really don't support, but as a company, we are not impacted.
Okay, so but if there is any anti-dumping duty, it will be beneficial for our company since we are integrated in all terms.
I am neutral to that. I am neutral to that. You know, and ultimately it will be beneficial.
Ultimately, it will be beneficial. Can you tell me? Can you share the number of how much has been recommended by the Commerce Ministry?
You know, it just notification came just yesterday only. It is you know different from company to company, country to country. But China, for an example, where the most of the fiber is coming. Some of the companies are about 50 rupees per fiber kilometer in terms of transformation to dollar. No, 50 rupees or half a dollar per kilometer, which should amount to be about 40, 45 rupees. Some of them are little higher, some of them are little lower.
Okay. As a percentage wise, how much is it?
If you take the price of fiber as $4 on average, it would be about 11-12%.
11-12%. Wow. So, okay. And sir, if my second question, the last one is actually, if you can give us a revenue mix product-wise for this quarter or for this year.
You know, revenue mix, you know, if you ask only for the, you know, if you look at revenue mix for the products or you are talking on overall basis?
You know, overall basis, as in how much revenue is optical cables has done, how much has done been the product?
I can tell you, you know, on a consolidated basis, 57% or 56% of revenue has come from products, 44% from turnkey. Now, if you go to the products itself, within products, 87% has come from optical fiber cable, rest has come from other areas.
Okay, and this is set to increase in the coming years.
Yeah, you know, two things are going to happen. You know, one, the revenue from other products, telecom and networking products, is going to increase significantly. So overall revenue from fiber optic cable will increase, but percentage may go down. You know, like for example, our optical fiber revenue, cable revenue has been 2,300 crores in this last financial year, which was 1,787 crores in the year before that. And maybe 1,200 crores a year before that. So 1,200, 1,700, 2,300 crores. This kind of numbers, it is increasing. Current year, we are targeting 2,800 crores. Number will increase. But the 138 crore of revenue from products, which I mentioned, in 2 years, it will go to 1,000 crores. 800 to 1,000 crores. So percentage in cable may decline, but overall revenue from cable will keep on increasing and networking products will increase.
And from the current order book, what is the how much is the percentage of order book in optical fibers? 7,500 crores. Yeah, 7,500 crores order book. How much is the optical fibers percentage?
It is 10%. It is 10% of the total order book currently. So in optic fiber cable, we have a running order book, so we keep receiving orders regularly, and those are executed.
Yeah, that's what I said in the beginning. You know. In products, orders keep on coming in small quantities and they are keeping on being executed. So that is not going to reflect you the percentage of revenue on overall basis. But yes, orders are there and it keep on coming on regular basis.
Right. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Hardik Vyas from Economic Times. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. I had a couple of questions. The first one is, you guided that roughly 5,000 crores of EPC order book we have. So I hope that they are not low margin orders as we saw in the current quarter, less than 5% margin, and they would be of the normal margin kind, 8 to 12% margin.
Yes, yes, definitely. I think, you know, we have maintained on an overall basis, this margin has been maintained. And this was an aberration that particular contract we executed was a low margin the current last quarter. I can assure you that overall basis, the margins are going to be totally intact. And in future, are going to grow only because we are not taking contracts which are low margin contracts now.
Okay. So the other question is, sir, what is the idea on OFC pricing? Have the prices again gone up because of the demand increasing in the US and world over, or the pricing remains more or less the same?
So the prices have gone up a bit. I will tell you, the fiber realization per fiber kilometer has been higher. Quarter one is of the last financial year, it was about 1100 rupees per fiber kilometer for the cable. Now, in the quarter four, we have achieved a number of 1234 rupees per fiber kilometer. Now, it does not mean that everybody would have achieved that. It all depends on the mix of the products and how much you have exported, how much you have given to the private operators, how much you have sold in the export market. But generally, yes, it has gone up by, let us say, 10% or so.
Okay.
Which is significant, but 10% is very significant.
Yeah. So my last question is, what is our status on 5G products? The contribution is limited as we speak right now, but how execution is likely to pan out over the next 6 to 8 quarters, because a lot of products we are going to introduce in the market in the coming year and the next.
Look, you know, as I said, you know, 5G products are being bought up by the company. From another 2 months, it will start coming one by one in the market. So I would say that, you know, you will see the products being in market in next 2 to 3 months, field trial and all that being done by operators and, you know, orders are being placed. Orders would start getting executed probably in quarter three of the current financial year. So after they start getting executed in quarter three, it will continue overall basis for many quarters to come. You know, absolutely. They are going to be upgraded. There are going to be new demand. Going to be demand from different other countries, different operators. It is going to be increased every quarter.
So this is for the products for 5G EPC as well, because of operators would be wanting us to do some EPC contracts for them.
So you know, products are products, you know. Many times operators give you contract, installation, commissioning included. That is not really EPC. That is contract with selling products including installation, commissioning.
Okay. So from third quarter of this year on.
Yep, we expect the revenue start coming up.
Okay. Thank you so much and all the best.
I think, operator, now we will take one or two questions more because it's already quite a lot of time.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraint, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you very much to all of you for having patience and listening to the results of the company for financial year ended 2023 and quarter four of 2023. And giving me the time and opportunity to explain you what steps company has taken to sustain revenue, or not only sustain but increase revenue and profitability significantly in future coming years, what step company has taken. I really enjoyed the questions, and I am sure answers would have given you would have satisfied the queries which you had. And thank you very much once again for your time for being on the call. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, you may directly connect to the company for any further questions. On behalf of ICICI Security, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.